Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere. You get your favorite apps at your App Store, Google Play Store, Apple App Store. Download it for free. Look for WILK News Radio. Favorite it, and you won't miss a thing. You can get us. You can hook it up to your CarPlay. Get us anywhere in the nation you want. You can go back, a rewind feature, a couple of days you can look back. I believe up to 3 days you can go back. Look at the specific chapters and just hear what you want to hear. It's all there for you. So download that Odyssey app. It is 309, 68 degrees here on this Wednesday, May 7th, 2025, middle of the week, hump day. We do have black smoke at the Sistine Chapel in Rome. The conclave has begun. We're going to talk about that, but there is no pope elected in the first round. That's what the black smoke means. Again, we're going to break that down to you, for you a little later. Now that we're on smoke watch here at the around the world to see who the next pope of the Roman Catholic Church will be. But we do have black smoke. So the first vote today, it is evening in Rome. Right now it is 9.09 p.m. in local time in Rome. I believe, and we're going to get into it, there are two votes, maybe three votes a day. This was the first vote of the conclave, and we do have black smoke, the first round. So we'll keep that updated, but that is breaking just in the past couple of minutes here. The black smoke started to pour from the smokestack at the chapel. Did get a text message right at the start of 3 o'clock, and I figured let me dive right into that because I'm sure a lot of people have that same the same question. Hey, Rob. Have you heard anything new about no tax on Social Security? I hear some congressmen using the phrase tax relief for seniors, but don't explain what that would mean. All right. Well, the current tax rules on Social Security benefits, as of now, you have a taxable portion. If a senior's combined income, adjusted growth income, and non-taxable interest, and half their Social Security benefits exceeds certain thresholds, up to 85% of their Social Security benefits may be taxable. For individuals, if a combined income is between $25,000 and $34,000, up to 50% of the benefits may be taxed. Above $34,000, up to 85% may be taxed. For married couples filing jointly, if combined income is between $32,000 and $44,000, 50% of your benefits, Social Security benefits, that is, may be taxed. Above 44%, up to 85% may be taxed. State taxes. Some states also tax Social Security benefits. I don't believe Pennsylvania does, though many do not have exemptions for lower income seniors. So what does no tax on Social Security for seniors mean? Well, it would mean a federal tax exemption. A policy of no tax on Social Security would mean seniors' Social Security benefits are entirely exempt from federal income tax, regardless of their total income. This would increase their net income from benefits. Some state tax implications, depending on the policy, depending on what's passed and approved. It could also encourage or mandate states to exempt Social Security benefits from state income taxes. What would the impact be? Well, it would primarily benefit seniors who meet this threshold and are already paying 50 or 85% tax on those benefits. Low-income seniors already pay little to no tax on benefits due to lower combined income falling below the taxable thresholds. So I would hardly consider a married couple making between $32,000 and $44,000 who are then paying 50% tax of benefits. 50% of the benefits may be taxed, not 50% tax. 50% of those benefits may be taxed as being well off. And above $44,000, again, married filing jointly. So a couple making above $44,000 up to 85% of their Social Security may be taxed. So yes, I do think this benefits everyone. Now, if you are living purely on Social Security check to check, this really doesn't affect you one way or another. Unless, of course, your state taxes your Social Security benefits and whatever law is passed either highly encourages or prevents states from taxing your Social Security. We'll have to see when it's all said and done. So that's basically the cliff notes for what's going on with that. So I appreciate your text early on. I hope I answered at least the base of your question. And we'll see where it goes from here. So yesterday, during most of the show yesterday, we had the tornado warnings and flash flood watches and severe thunderstorm watches. It was a doozy driving home yesterday. I drive about 35 miles each way. And going home, it was in and out, but mostly some pretty heavy downpours. Some pretty good pooling on the roadways. We did get some text messages yesterday. So why are you breaking in with Channel 16 live updates of a tornado warning? Well, when there's a warning, it means something has actually been detected via radar or in person. Now, it turns out now there is video, and there appears to have been. Now, the National Weather Service will have to come in and confirm it. But based on the damage that I've seen in pictures of our local area, based on some video of tornadoes on the ground in our area, there was, in fact, a very real reason to have those warnings yesterday. And safety is our primary concern. You also had the flooding, and we talked about the flooding and pooling water, especially when there were two waves of this storm coming, the first one. And then there was kind of a lull where people were like, hey, there's nothing going on outside. What are you talking about? And then a little while later, 40 minutes later, they're texting going, now we know what you're talking about. And I was driving home in a lot of it, so it was a little later. Today, a little bit of sun outside, some blue sky for the first time, so that was a good thing. I even saw some people cutting grass around me. I didn't have the time to do it today. It was still too wet, but hopefully maybe get a little bit done when I get home tonight. But there was some severe flooding up in the Honesdale area, which is our northern kind of limit of our listening area, but still our neighbors nonetheless, and they're going to be dealing with that for the next couple of days. It's interesting because early this week and last week, we were talking about power outages and how do you deal with stuff like that when it happens? Are you prepared for your power being out for an extended period of time? Well, we have some people in our area who are now living with that. Both the flooded area that caused some evacuations, still some evacuations in place up in Honesdale. The heavy rain in our area, trees down. And with these dead ash trees that are all over the place, it seems to be more and more of an occurrence. I know I have several trees down from the winter. I got most of them done. I still have some near my wood lines that I could, at least I want to get pushed back into the woods so they're not on the grass so I can continue to cut unobstructed. But they're not in the way of everything now. But power outages, these tornadoes that did go through the area, and I did see some pretty extensive damage on some homes, some roadways, some washouts as far as the flooding moving through our area. So, yes, we take these seriously. And normally, you know, I'll give you a heads up if there's severe storms in a way because we see how fast this rain could come down in our area. We see how wet the roads can get very quickly in the pooling. Some of our roads not in the best conditions. I mean, the heavy rain in a city like Scranton may hide some of the potholes. Doesn't mean they go away. They're still there, and they can cause a lot of damage to your vehicles. So driving slower, driving more careful than when you can see and avoid the potholes is just something we want to kind of recommend you do. The rain could come down pretty quick. Listen, I got young daughters. I have, you know, my wife out there on these very same roads. It's not a bad idea to say, hey, you know what, take it slow right now, because there is some unpredictable circumstances as far as weather go, leaves blowing. And listen, I was coming down 81. This had to be two or three weeks ago, and there was some wind picked up, and all of a sudden the leaves and debris blowing across the road was like something I haven't seen before in our area in a long time. But it just blew up. It was a nice day. It just all of a sudden visibility went down. Thankfully, all the trucks and all the cars slowed down. So yeah, when we have warnings, weather warnings, which means that something's there, it's imminent, you know, we like to let you know what's going on and talk about it. So I understand it's not the news you come to look for, but it's the news that we depend on. You know, traffic and weather is a imperative part of what's going on. I understand we all have the Waze or Google Maps or our Apple map that tells you where traffic is, and it even gives you recommendations to avoid it and lets you know about that. What I would love to see is one of these traffic apps actually overlay a weather radar app. So you can look at it on your CarPlay on your screen and actually see. And I've had this conversation with my son, and I'm probably letting the cat out of the bag, that it would be a great app, and I think people would even buy it, if you overlaid the two together, if you had your map, and not only gave you the real-time weather of where you are, but along the route that you're going. So as you're traveling, just like it says, you know, you could save 9 minutes off your route if you take this different route because we detected traffic or an accident or a closure. You know, if it just comes across and you get a voice prompt that says, hey, in an hour, you're going to hit severe thunderstorms along your route. Just be advised. So you're prepared for it. You know it. But you can also see where the weather's coming and such. You know, I know driving down to Orlando one year, we were going through a severe snowstorm, and we were in the Virginia area, and we were trying to look to see where the snow line and rain line was, because it was pretty bad. We were driving in about, you know, eight inches to a foot of snow. People were all over the road, stranded. We were kind of just, as long as we kept going and didn't stop, and we were in a minivan. But, you know, it was dependent on my wife looking and saying, okay, here's the rain snow line, and showing it to me as we were driving, as she would look it up. You know, that was information that was very helpful to us. It was very comforting. Okay, we just have to get through 20 more minutes of this, and you know, it should hopefully, you know, start to clear up. And it did. You know, it started turning less snow, more slush, and then just rain. And within a matter of 15 miles, you know, you went from a foot of snow to, you know, maybe an inch of slush and some rain. So I think that would be helpful for everyone if someone developed something like that. So all you software gurus out there, all you young tech people, get on it. Get us a map app that has your traffic, has your, you know, the features that a Waze and Google Maps or Apple Maps has, but overlaid with a real-time Doppler radar of seeing where weather is, where the clouds are coming in, where there's severe storms, gives you a chance to change your route just if you maybe take a little longer, and your map wouldn't do that on its own. But if you wanted to avoid some weather and you could, I think it would be great to do that. So it does look like we have some places in our area that were hit pretty hard yesterday. I don't regret cutting in with the weather. A lot of the show yesterday was either interrupted by EASs, or we were breaking to Channel 16 Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron, or we were talking about it here. But I think it was all for the best. Didn't hear of any major injuries, didn't hear of any fatalities, and I'm not saying that's because of it, but the more information we can get out there, the better for Northeast Pennsylvania. It's 3:21 here at WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 3:25 here, 58 degrees. Somebody says you need to be driving, not looking at apps or screens. I guess you shouldn't be looking at your speed. I guess you shouldn't be looking at what kind of gas status you have. I guess you shouldn't be looking at your radio. None of that. If you got a high temperature gauge, don't look at it. Just drive. Just drive. That's why it's on your dashboard, so you can glance down and just look at it. I'm not talking about looking at apps on your phone or anything like that. Apple CarPlay, it plays right there on your dashboard where your speedometer is, where your temperature gauges are, where your oil gauges are, where your speed is, and everything else that's there. So I love the headlines here. Navy loses a second $60 million fighter jet after an aircraft crashes into the sea during landing failure on the USS Harry Truman. Well, it kind of happened like that, but not the way the mainstream media wants to talk this about. Our aircraft carriers, our air crews, our pilots and WISOs, as we call them, the back seats, Goose, weapons systems officers, they're no longer called RIOs, they're called WISOs. They were doing night operations on the USS Truman. They came in for a landing, and I've posted some videos of what it looks like at night to land an F-18 on an aircraft carrier, and basically it's pitch black. You're doing instruments only, maybe a couple of lights depending on the status of the ship, and your equipment on your dashboard of your plane. The plane was coming in. It was a two-seat plane, so you had a pilot and a WISO. They landed. The tail hook caught the cables. There's a series of either four or three cables on an aircraft carrier deck. And it appears there was an arresting failure. Now, an arrested landing is when those cables grab your tail hook, and the tail hook is that hook at the back of your plane. That stops you from going 260 miles an hour to a dead stop within 100 yards. Something happened there, and we're not sure what as of yet. We got word of this just as I was ending the show yesterday. A little more information is out today, but not much more. And it appears that there was an arrested failure, which means either the cable snapped or the tail hook malfunctioned and snapped. Now, what happens when an F-18 or any aircraft carrier plane, there's several that land on an aircraft carrier, your F-35s, your F-18s, your Growlers, which are the EA-18s, you have your E-2 Deltas, that's the one with the big dish on top, and you have the Greyhounds, which are the supply and COD, as they call them, carrier aboard delivery. Helicopters land up and down so they don't land the same way. They all have tail hooks, all the planes, and they grab one of these either three or four wires to stop them. Now, when you land on an aircraft carrier and your tail hook catches that plane, you bring your plane to full throttle. Just in case you miss the wire, just in case something happens, you can then just take right back off and go around for another one. Now, if you land and you miss the cable, they call that a bolter. Means you missed the cable, and you get graded on every landing that you make. A bolter is not good. It means basically, hey, you messed up. Now, it is expected that all the equipment's going to be okay with this. Now, when you grab the cable with your tail hook and it slows you down to the point where you don't have enough speed to take off, even though a pilot should be at full throttle, you're at full throttle till you're at a dead stop, and then all of a sudden you cut your engines. So if that cable slows you down enough to where you don't have the airspeed to take back off, even if you're at full throttle, it's a bad thing. Your plane is going to go off the front of the deck into the water, and the aircraft carrier is going to run your plane over and crush it and everybody inside of it. So an arresting failure means either their tail hook broke or the cable broke, but it slowed them down enough to where they couldn't take back off. As the plane was going off the front of the boat to dip into the water and be crushed by this huge aircraft carrier, the pilots ejected, shooting them in the air at a very violent speed. Parachutes open, their emergency equipment deploys, their beacons, their strobes, and everything else that happened. And then they usually fall in the water next to this huge aircraft carrier. And I don't know anyone who's ever been next to an aircraft carrier. They're not small. Their wake is extremely violent and extremely huge. They also have these big propellers in the back of it that are nuclear powered that are creating a lot of turmoil in the water. Thankfully, these pilots hit the water, survived all that, were be able to picked out of the water by one of the helicopters that circle the top of the aircraft carrier anytime there are flight operations. So it appears there was some sort of malfunction. Now, this could happen in many ways. Usually, the cables, the arresting cables, and again, there's either three or four depending on the type of aircraft carrier, usually they are changed out every 100 landings. So every 100 times, and they're like they keep count of each one. It's not as a group. You know, there is someone there that keeps count of every landing that that cable takes. And those cables are changed based on the plane's weight, what type of plane it is, how much fuel it has, what weapons it's bringing back. That's all communicated to the deck as this plane is coming in for a landing. And they adjust the tension on those cables. Because if the tension is adjusted too tight, it's going to snap. If it's too loose, you are going to extend it further and end up falling off the front of the deck to begin with. If your tail hook fails and snaps, well, then you're kind of out of luck and you're on your own. And if you don't have enough power to get back
on. Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Off the deck. You're going to do what just happened. So before a plane takes off, same thing for a cat shot. When a plane is catapulted off an aircraft carrier, there's usually someone with a chalkboard that has the entire weight of the plane. Not only the plane itself, but how much gas it has, what type of equipment it's carrying, what kind of ordnances it has, and everything else. And that's the total weight because that's how they adjust how forceful the cat should be to shoot the plane off the front of the carrier. So something happened here, and it appears to minor injuries for both the pilot and the Wizzo. Did the plane crash off the front of the deck? Well, yes, it kind of did, I guess, but it's not like it crashed in a sense where the plane was just coming in and crashed. And again, this was in the middle of the night, pitch black, when this happened. But this is the third aircraft that has been lost on the USS Harry S. Truman. The blue-on-blue friendly fire incident that took place in December was this very same squadron. Then you had the mishap just a week and a half ago to where the aircraft carrier was taking evasive maneuvers from incoming fire from the Houthis, and the hangar crew lost control of a single-seat F-18 and the cart, the tractor, whatever you want to call it, the tug, that moves them around the hangar bay, which is where they do maintenance on the planes down below. Lost control of it, and it fell off the elevator that brings the planes up to the deck into the water, and that was lost. And now here, you have this plane that landed. There was some sort of an arresting failure. Either the cable snapped or their tail hook snapped, and the plane went off the front into the water in front of the boat. The plane was destroyed by the boat and got crushed. The pilots ejected. Minor injuries were taken out of the water by one of the helicopter crews that circled the plane during flight operations. Now, the Harry S. Truman has been in this area. It's been deployed for the past 9 months. A month ago, they were extended for another month. And just last week, they were extended again for an undefined amount of time. So when this aircraft carrier comes back, it's due for preventative maintenance, so it's going to be out of service for a couple of years. So that all has to be taken into consideration. But it's something that I'll be able to talk about maybe down the road a little bit more in depth. But I want to give you the information that's out there in the public realm. All the news agencies have been reporting about it since yesterday, since it broke. We're still waiting for official word from the Navy, but there are statements given to news agencies about the Navy. I also have some requests in to some people in the Navy to get a little more information. But that's the gist of what's going on if you see that in today. Stories or anywhere in the news. It is 3:33 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Almost 3:39 here, 68 degrees on this Wednesday, May 7th. Well, if you are or have ever been a customer of 23andMe, you may want to go delete your data. The fate of more than 15 million customers' genetic data remains in limbo after the popular DNA testing company 23andMe filed for bankruptcy in March. And your data is up for sale, stoking fears on how it might be used and prompting some attorney generals from more than a dozen states to warn 23andMe users, delete your data. And I don't even know how far deleting it goes, but in that fine print, you signed over your DNA information and everything that came along with it to this company. And then this company sells it to whoever's the highest bidder is, whoever buys this data, this company, they now have your information. And you may have done a funny, hey, let me check 23andMe to see how much of this I am, how much that I am, see if I'm diverse enough, see if I can brag to my friends that I'm this or that. Well, it may have backfired on you. So you have the power to delete your data now. Please act quickly is what the North Carolina Attorney General Jeff Jackson is telling people. So I've never done anything like this for this very reason. Even when my kids were young in school, I believe it was even elementary school. It had to be elementary school where they'd come along and they said, oh, we could do this DNA testing kit and they fingerprint and they take a picture and you have your DNA. Nope. No, thank you. We opt out of that nonsense because of issues like this. You know, it may be fun to look back at your heritage and your DNA data and such like that, but when you're using an outside company and signing over a lot of your privacy rights to them to do this sort of test, you see where it happens. You see what happens to you. So if you have ever used 23andMe, I suggest you log on to that and delete as much information as you can. Now, it says you can. It says you have the power to. My suggestion would be you do that as quick. You got your report. You got all the information you need for it. There's no need to leave it in the hands of this company to sell to whoever they want to. So I would act upon that pretty quickly if I were you. That's a word of advice there. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden, making it easier than ever to feel your best. I've used these insoles in my feet, these inserts, for the past 2 years. And again, I forgot them a few weeks ago when I was at an event out of town, and I regretted it. They have worked for me, and I've had all the interventions you could possibly imagine, from braces to shots to nerve ablations to surgeries. Nothing has worked as good and as easy as my Good Feet Arch supports. There's no waiting. You can go in for a free test walk today. And what I love about them is they're proudly made in the USA. So you can visit them at 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980. Check them out online at goodfeet.com. Tell them I sent you because you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Well, that commercial just said, follow step one and step two. Yeah, do that. That's my public service announcement for the app. We talk about it all the time here. So this Rite Aid bankruptcy and what customers can expect. I know we've been talking about this, but I've been getting a lot of messages about this. And it appears a lot of people have used or are using Rite Aid stores and are still a little bit unsure. Listen, contact them. I would head down there and see what you need to do. But they are going to do things on their own as well. The company runs a little over 1,200 stores in 15 states, according to the website. And again, they have a heavy presence, New York, Pennsylvania, California, which alone has 347 stores. So this is what you can expect. Rite Aid says a few months for most of its stores will remain open. So at most, you have a few months for them to remain open. All locations will eventually close or be sold to a new owner. Until then, customers will still be able to fill prescriptions, get immunizations, and shop in the stores or online. Rite Aid has said that it'll stop issuing customer rewards points for purchases. It will also no longer honor gift cards or accept returns or exchanges starting next month. So if you want to exchange something, if you have a gift card or are looking to return something, you want to do that before too long. Next month, they will not do it anymore. What happens to your prescription? Rite Aid will try and sell them to another drugstore, grocer, or retailer with a pharmacy. The company says it's working to put together a smooth transfer of customer prescriptions and to other pharmacies. But there's no guarantee those files will wind up at a retailer near the location that is closing. A pharmacy a little further buys those prescriptions, that's where your prescription's going, which is why I said if you have an alternative pharmacy, if you have someplace else you want your prescriptions to go to, you need to act on that. Go there, get copies of everything, talk to them, tell them to move your prescriptions over to where you choose rather than just leaving it to them because, listen, we know how this goes. These stores are going to close. If they did not dot the I's and cross the T's, you're left scrambling for a prescription that you need. I mean, we're talking about your medication here. Some of it a little more important than others, but nonetheless, you know, if you're like me, you have medication that your life depends on. So be proactive with this. Don't wait on it. If your parents have prescriptions at these locations, get involved with it. Make sure they have the ability to move them to where they could get them better, to have them filled for them. You make sure that it is done because, you know, if your parents are anything like my parents, they just put things off. And I can go a couple days without it. And we know that that's not the case. So, they even talk it may be challenging for some Rite Aid stores in rural areas miles away from other pharmacies. So, you know, be aware of what's happening there. And listen, how they got here is what it is. They filed for bankruptcy in 2023. In my opinion, it doesn't look like they did a whole lot to attract new customers and make it a thriving business. Like I said, for the past months, my wife and I have noticed and have even questioned our local store about the stock, the shelves being bare and not much in there. Never had an issue with the prescriptions. They were always filled for the most part. But, you know, that was our main purpose for going there. We'd grab shampoo or whatever we needed, you know, here and there as necessary. But, you know, just the fact that we were there already and it was easy to grab. Nothing we could get somewhere else. But it was noticeable that, you know, things were not the same. So did they put a wholehearted effort from 2023 to today, or was it kind of inevitable and this is where we would end up? Looks like it. The main thing for you, the main issue that I want to get across to you, because again, I'm in the same boat. We're in the process of doing this now as well, is make sure your prescriptions are transferred to a pharmacy that you're comfortable with, that you want them to go to. Check the costs of these pharmacies. Listen, get a listing of your medication, the dosage of your medication, how often you have to take the medication, and call these pharmacies. Go into other pharmacies and say, hey, how much is this going to cost me here? Because the cost may be different. Now, as part of the sale from Rite Aid to a new pharmacy, they may have to honor the prior cost of that medication, but that's not a guarantee as well. So, you know, different pharmacies have actually way different prices if you shop around. Some medication you can get from your big box stores. I know medication at Sam's Club as a Sam's Club Plus member is extremely inexpensive for a lot of things, especially, you know, staples like heart medication and such like that, blood pressure medicine. So, you know, shop around and look what works for you because you may have your prescriptions transferred to someone else and then realize, hey, you're paying 20% more out of pocket for these medications than you were before. And that goes after your insurance as well because costs are different. So just be careful out there. Protect yourself. That's what we're giving you the advice for. That's why we're talking about it over and over again because this is a major pharmacy in our area. It's 3:50 here at WILK. Time for the Bloomberg. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Got some text messages coming in. It says, Rob, one of the problems is Rite Aid bought up a lot of these smaller pharmacies. Cook's Pharmacy in Kingston is one example. No more Cook's Pharmacy, now no more Rite Aid. Yeah, that is a big problem when this happens. And listen, This is just pharmacies. This is also happening with our farms. This is happening, I mean, these conglomerates that get our, you know, our beef production nationally. Now, there's places locally that I highly recommend you go to. That's where I go. But there are like four or five major beef processing plants across America because they've bought out all the smaller farms. They've put them out of business. And if they have to, they price them out of business. You know, our dairy farmers, you know, we're seeing less and less of them because it's harder and harder for them to do it locally. You know, we had this conversation last week with some local farmers. They're up against these big corporations, these big conglomerates. And then what happens, these conglomerates control the price, they control the supply. Something happens to them, we're left without. So this is not just pharmacies, but it is a prime example of what's going on. Somebody also said they've noticed empty shelves in Rite Aid for over a year, especially for what they were looking for. I'll leave that out of there, but I wish you luck with that. But you're right. It's been months. So it could be even a year. You know, it just goes to show how infrequently I'm at the place, you know. But the past half dozen times I've been there, so yeah, it could be well over a year that it's been some empty shelves there. Somebody said if Rite Aid closes their stores mentioned, they're closing all their stores, so it's not just the stores mentioned, they're closing all of them. It will leave southern Schuylkill County with only one small grocery store pharmacy at Redner's. Good for Redner's, but bad for the public. And again, when that's the only option in town, they're not competing with anybody. You know, prices suffer. So, it is a bad thing for everyone. And again, these big corporations like a Rite Aid, I mean, over 1,100, 1,200 stores nationwide, they are a big entity. So, that's why we discuss it here. So top U.S. officials will meet with Chinese delegation in Switzerland in the first major talks of a trade war. Comes amid a growing U.S. market worry over the impact of tariffs. I guess there's really not a growing U.S. worry against tariffs because interest rates were held the same today. So I guess there wasn't enough worry for them to say, you know, we need to prepare for this. We need to shield this. We need to, you know, give a little cushion for this. So take that on both sides. Now, listen, I think they should have reduced it because of that, because the media, because those on the left, because there are people out there, including stock market individuals who just want to see growth, 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 and, you know, don't realize, well, they do realize, they just don't want us to realize that there's going to be a correction sooner or later. There was a little one, but there's going to be. They don't like uncertainty. Any talks about tariffs are uncertainty. But there wasn't enough for the Fed to say, okay, we're going to lower interest rates. So that's a good sign, I would think, for those people who are trying to make the tariff situation all doom and gloom. Prices are uncertain. They're going to be unstable. Mattel's raising prices. Our local train stores don't know what to do because it's the off season. So, you know, they're just waiting, taking a wait and see attitude. Well, I guess there wasn't enough for a wait and see attitude for the Fed because they're waiting and seeing as well, because there wasn't enough turmoil for them to say, you know, we need to cushion this a little bit. But top U.S. officials are set to meet with high-level Chinese delegation this weekend in Switzerland for the first major talks between the two nations since this. Now, you have to realize China is in a severe crisis right now. The only crisis we have right now in America over tariffs is the mainstream media and those looking to politically weaponize the tariff discussion. This is something that's been discussed for decades by both Democrats and Republicans. This administration has just been the first to step forward and actually implement it, at least start to implement it. And I've played you the video clips of President Obama, of Clinton, of Chuck Schumer, of Pelosi, talking about tariffs and saying how they're great for our nation, how we need to level the playing field. But now, because it's this president doing it, you know, people have a problem with it. But the real issue is taking place in China, where their economy is literally collapsing. Their housing market is collapsing. Their people are revolting. They have a major problem. And like I said from the start, they need our economy. They need our consumer. We've just become accustomed to cheap Chinese goods. We could wait them out. We could realign the trade plan, the trade platform. That's better for America. You have the head of unions that normally stand lockstep with the Democrats. The auto workers union, the laborers union, the trades unions are all saying this is a great thing. But simply because it's President Trump that's doing this right now, you have the media and you have those looking to politicize this because, you know, elections are coming up, midterms are coming up, the next election's coming up. It's interesting how they're talking about now paving roads in our local area like Scranton because, you know, an election's coming up, so we have to make it look like we're doing something. But trade talks this weekend with China in Switzerland is a good thing. Let's see what happens. There's also a big announcement that's supposed to come this weekend. We'll see what that is as well. Really didn't let us know one way or another. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK. We'll be back.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.